So, who here is a sinner? Look at that. Mrs. Fisher was first up with her hand. How about that? Does anyone here not have their hand up? If so, we can talk later. St. Paul talks a lot about sin in our first reading, right? He reminds us that we shouldn't be slaves to sin, but instead slaves of righteousness. Who knows what righteousness means? Yeah, part to obey, to do good, to do right. Those are righteous things. Think, what's the first part of the word? Right. Okay, so think about doing good. But doesn't it sound like a bad thing to be a slave? Is anyone here a slave? No, don't raise your hand. It sounds like a bad thing. But to be a slave for Jesus, St. Paul's using strong words to kind of get our attention. And he's trying to make the point that when we obey Jesus, just like you said, it's almost like you had my homily notes, just like you said, to obey Jesus, to do good, is to be obedient, is to do the right thing. And St. Paul's trying to tell the people he's writing to make sure that they're doing good, because when you do good to each other, when you help one another, you know, if your friend has a question on something you're working on, or you give your parents a hand with something, even small things like that, when you do good, you're serving Jesus. And you're doing what he would want you to do. When we sin, what happens? How do you feel when you sin? Yeah. Feel ashamed? Yeah, that's a good one. Feel sad? That's one of the things on. You must have read my homily notes. That's your 2 for 2. Yeah. No? Okay. Can feel scared sometimes, and sometimes you feel a little like dirty, right? You feel a little off, kind of like, you know, when you're starting to get sick, and you might have a bit of a headache. You know, something's not quite right. It's that same kind of thing when it comes to our soul. So I'm going to tell you a little story. Now, I didn't have brothers and sisters growing up, so I didn't do too many bad things. Father Dennis had like 7 of them, and he was a lot naughtier when he was a kid than I was, so he has better stories. You can ask him about those. But I remember playing a board game with my mom. I was a little kid. The Game of Life. You know that one? So eventually, Game of Life, you got to pick what house you're going to get to, right? You stop and you got all the cards. Well, my favorite in the whole deck was the Cotswell Cottage. I still remember the name of it. And I liked it because my family had a cottage, and it reminded me of going out fishing. So I rigged up the deck, so when my mom fanned them out, I knew which card was the Cotswold Cottage. And sure enough, I picked it, and said, oh, look at that. Can you believe it, Mom? Well, I know, horrible, right? It's just a few turns later, I started feeling ashamed. I didn't feel right. I felt bad. I wasn't having fun in the game anymore. And so I told my mom, I said, well, you know, I kind of cheated. And I thought she was going to get mad and everything else, but I had to serve some penalty in the game. But she was never mad. She reminded me that what I did was wrong, which I knew. And then she was happy that I was honest. And she loved me. And that's the same thing that happens when we come to God for forgiveness. When we mess up and when we sin, it's not that we have to stay feeling bad forever. That's why we have confession. And think how lucky we are here to have our Friday lunch times for confessions, right? I know there's a group preparing for First Reconciliation next month. We have our old school events too. But not many schools have as many opportunities as we do here to come to confession. And what a gift that is, because it's there that we experience God's love. That those feelings of shame and everything go away. And it's like our souls are cleansed and they're washed. Now in the gospel today, Jesus talks about the good and faithful steward, right? You see, all of us have been given gifts. When you were baptized, you were given a unique set of gifts. Now maybe some of those, you know, one those gifts someone else has in addition to you or whatever it might be. But it's what God gave you to work with in your life is unique to you. And as you grow older, you'll start to realize even more and more of those gifts. But think of that last line of the gospel. To those who much are given, much will be expected. It's responsibility. It's a word that some of you may not like that your parents tell you a lot, right? Responsibility. But because of the faith that we have, because of the gifts that you've been given, we now have a great responsibility. And that's not meant to scare anybody. It's not a scary thing, but it's a great opportunity. And you see, when we squander the gifts that God has given us, that's when we're like the steward in the gospel that gets himself in trouble. And we want to make sure we use our gifts the best way possible. And like I said before, when we do good, when we obey Jesus, that's how we can use some of those gifts. Because every gift from God is meant to be shared. If you were to make a long list, and it would be long, of all the gifts that God has given you, not one of them would be meant just for yourself. Think of Christmas. You get your gifts. You're really excited. They're just for you. You don't want to share with your brothers and sisters. And then after a while, you kind of get tired of those gifts, right? And you want something new. That's not what happens with God. When we think of being a good listener, when we help one another, when we're kind, all of those are gifts that God has given us. What are some of the other gifts you think God has given you? Yeah. Love, yes, love. That's the greatest gift God has given us. What else? Friendliness? Grace? Yeah, ability to choose right from wrong. Life, another great gift. Kindness. Baptism's a gift. Creation, right, everything creation's a gift. One more. Yeah. God, he himself is a gift. Family, good. So think about it. Out of everything you guys just said, all of those things can be shared with one another. First of all, God's love. Our families can be shared. Sometimes maybe someone needs a place to stay, and we open our home. The friendliness, the kindness that we have, we share that with one another. No gift from God is meant just for us. And if all of us can share our gifts in that way, just think of how awesome our world could be. If everybody had that same attitude of sharing their kindness and God's love. Now, last thing, you may have noticed if you're here for Mass on the weekends that the parish has started our stewardship campaign. Now, for the many of you guys, you kind of tune out, oh, that's for the adults. But I want to talk about stewardship for you guys. Okay? When you think of all the different gifts that you have, I want you to think in the next week or so to discern how it is you can share those gifts. So, I have an idea for teachers. I know I'm springing this on you. You don't have to do it, just a thought. But maybe all of you kids, in the next week or so, can write down on a piece of paper two or three gifts that you have. God's love, friendliness, whatever it might be. And have your teachers take those gifts and put them in a special place in your classroom. Maybe you have a prayer candle, maybe there's a crucifix in some spot. And when you gather them all together, say a prayer together as a class that you can best use those gifts. We're not too far away from Advent when we talk about, you know, preparing for Jesus and things. And maybe these gifts you can come back and look at in Advent. But as we as a parish come together to think of stewardship and how we can use our gifts and talents, especially given our gospel today, I think all of us can do the same. To thank God for what we've been given. To look at ways that we can share with one another. And as you said, The greatest gift we've been given is God's love. Every single one of us. And so as we go forward in these next few days and start thinking about our gifts, let's be thankful above all for that. Because it's God's love that gives us life. It's God's love that allows us to be here. And it's God's love that gathers us around that table.